It's Thursday, the 29th of August, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Following the declaration of a Category D severe water scarcity drought by the council on 31 July 2024 and in line with the City of Windhoek's water management plan, new water saving measures will be implemented starting 1 September 2024. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenia has more.
We have achieved a 6% reduction in our water consumption. While this progress is commendable, it is also important to note that it remains below our overall target of a 15% reduction. We will share formula and calculations of how block tariffs will be applied during Category D water scarcity. This will ensure that our customers understand the tariff structures as per the gazetted 2023-2024 financial year tariffs, which we are still using pending any adjustment in the water tariff.
For the first half of the year, Letsego Holding Namibia recorded a strong growth of 14% year-on-year increase in total revenue, driven by a 21% rise in interest income. Net interest income grew by 15% to 251 million Namibia dollars, strengthened by a 3% increase in net advances to customers and strategic repricing of low interest loans. CEO of Letsego Holdings Namibia, Dr. Esther Kali, says the bank has maintained a stable cost to income ratio of 45%.
We have continued to focus on maintaining a high quality book and intensifying our recovery efforts that have resulted in our low impairments, which further positively impacted our bottom line. We also maintain a good over our expenses, and we have kept our cost to income ratio at 45%, which is quite stable, ensuring that we operate effectively. So overall, if you look at all these efforts, it has helped us to lead to a robust 14% growth in total revenue and improved return on our equity of around 15%.
A new report by NASPERS and the Mapungubwe Institute for Strategic Reflection has revealed that South Africa's digital platform economy could contribute 91.4 billion rand to the economy by 2035. NASPERS CEO Phuthi Mahanyele Dabengwa says this is a significant economic growth prospect.
What we need is access to broadband and ensuring that we have the infrastructure in place, ensuring that people don't just have mobile connectivity. The issue is cost.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's in France for talks with President Emmanuel Macron on issues like immigration, the Middle East and Ukraine. Catherine Barnard, a professor of EU law at the University of Cambridge, says any improvements to the United Kingdom's post-Brexit trading relationship with Brussels will be a challenge.
They will start doing much more cooperation over things like defence and security, which doesn't really touch on EU law. And then the question after that is, if we can get better relationships there, is there anything else that can be done to try and improve what's still very difficult, which is getting goods over the border? There's still a huge amount of paperwork. A lot of small firms have stopped exporting to the EU altogether because it is just too difficult.
And finally, Nigeria's Samson Ajao has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest reading aloud marathon, Ajek Mangut reports.
Guinness World Records in a statement on Wednesday said Samson Ajao read about 100 books to beat the last record of 124 hours set in 2022 by Kyrgyzstan's Rizbai Isakov. Samson Ajao's reading marathon was to help inspire reading culture and literacy development in Nigeria. He had just 30 seconds pauses between items being read. He also had just 2 hours of rest each day to eat, sleep, or use the bathroom.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.